Today, it is time for a GainesMedia.com history lesson. June 14th, 1946. A monumental occasion occurred. The Jamaica Hospital in the Borough of Queens, in the New York City Borough of Queens. The fourth child of Fred, a Bronx-born real estate developer, and Mary Ann Trump, an immigrant from Scotland, a man who would change the course of history, the man, the myth, the legend was born.
You are now about to hear knowledge and truths that will change your life like you wouldn't believe. Gaines Media presents the Rob Diddy Podcast.
How you like me now? All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Rob Diddy Podcast. So if you check out the YouTube, the Instagram, the TikTok channel, I did an actual video tribute to Trump today because your boy had a long day working on the Jeep again. This has turned into a tremendous disaster. There's never been anything like this. Also, after listening to myself talk yesterday while driving my dad's car today, it came across to me that I was still kind of muffled. And then when I just did that whole beginning, I was yelling over the Yankee Doodle Dandy and it came out really too loud. It is a balance. It is a tremendous balance like nobody has ever seen before to make sure that I'm loud or audible enough without yelling, but also not muffled and quiet to a point that draws no interest. Obviously, it is Donald John Trump birthday, aka the 45th president of the United States. Mr. Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't you ever talk to the president like that. What an incredible president. But today we are going to discuss for maybe 15, 20 minutes because I know, you know, that as I am still just talking to myself and still finding a groove, that you don't want to hear me for 30 minutes, but it is all right because what we do is we give abbreviated, passionate content like nobody else. I can do what others do in an hour with dumbass pandering and watering down in a hot 15 to 20 minutes. I'm going to hone in on one subject today, and it's going to be this. A couple days ago, one of my liberal friends, or whatever the hell she is, when I posted on Snapchat one of my usual video edits or a Photoshop, she mentioned to me how much she hates this country and wants the entire system to be torn down because all of her life, she's felt like the police and the entire establishment targets her for no reason at all and yada, yada, yada. Now, that may be true. Obviously, our black friends do have more police pressure than our white friends. The point is this. We have to fix the system, not destroy it. She said she wanted to burn the entire system down or tear it down and watch it burn. So, let's be real. This system, in this country, this government, this democracy, this is the last great hope for mankind to have individual governance / self-governance and to be free of totalitarianism, people like Vladimir Putin, or there being a situation like North Korea where there is a dictator, a monarchy, aka you do realize at one point the queen was actually powerful. We as Americans need to fix our system. The problem with our liberal friends is they do not know that their ideas actually don't make sense. Our liberal friends have this problem where, as I try to find a balance, and I have given multiple examples of both viewpoints, the problem is all of these ideas that are come up with by our liberal counterparts, for the most part, they'll never happen. Secondly, the problem is that if they do take course, that the government will have such excessive control of the citizens, it will lead to a point much like we had during COVID, where the government refused to release their power and drug it out. Are things really that different now than they were a year ago? The COVID numbers are almost exactly the same than they were last year at this time. Does that mean, so if we have to have a booster shot for the vaccine, and if there are people who had COVID at the numbers that they said, if they had herd immunity based upon being infected with COVID, aka having immunity, truthfully, if that matches the numbers of those vaccinated, is there really a difference? Is it true that our complex problems of the 21st, is this 27? It's probably 20. It's confusing because it's the year 2000, and they've been saying 20th, 21st century, and my whole time growing up, it was the 20th century. So it's the 21st century. It's really weird. So due to complex problems of the 21st century, have any indication that we as people are incapable of self-governance and should allow for a greater government influence in our lives to deal with the greater complex problems we have today? Should we be able to give the government free will to stop terrorism like we did? And by that, I mean hacking. But as we also know, that gas prices also went up because the Keystone Pipeline and Line 5 in Michigan and a scheduled pipeline, I may have just called the Keystone Pipeline, the one that was shut down, it may have been one was proposed, but anyways, we shut down a main artery of oil production that was turned into gasoline that helped fuel our country, and we are now facing $1.15 or more cents per gallon increase versus last year. If I remember correctly, gas was like $1.80 something last year. So it's like $1.40. And think if Joe Biden didn't shut down the pipelines, didn't force coal mining to have pressure on them. Meanwhile, his plan for a clean energy and a green New Deal. Well, my friends, in South Dakota, at the same time the pipeline is shut down, a windmill plant was also shut down. Add that up to the failed Solyndra windmill plant under Barack Obama. China leads the way in that. So we are going to be energy dependent. And by that, I mean the products that make our energy, we're going to rely on them being created by foreign countries instead of the way it has been recently under Donald Trump, where we were energy independent. This is a short podcast episode. Think about that. I will see you tomorrow.